Hi, dictation for Brittany Williams, BrittanyWillams. Date of birth 3/18/87, date of accident 4/3/2024, and date of service 9/17/2025. The patient presents here today with a new pain in the right shoulder, for which investigation was conducted with MRI, and she reported that her pain in the right shoulder is 10. And it is severe, and she is unable to use it. However, on the same time, left shoulder pain is now 80% better with negative testing for rotator cuff. She is able to use left shoulder completely well, and she is able to do full-time job. The pain in the right shoulder has started only for last 2 to 3 months. No new accident or injury has been reported by the patient. No fall. And the patient was provided an injection treatment on 8/26/2025, intra-articular injection to the left, to the shoulder. Along with Toradol injection was also provided on 8/26/2025, which brought some relief. And the patient do not want any more injection to the epidural because her back pain is now completely improved with one injection only. At this time, patient has a pain in the neck area, mid-back area, to the tune of 10. Lower back pain is around 8 with some radiation to the lateral part of the right thigh up to the knee. Some pain in the right knee is also reported. Patient has had 2 intra-articular injections to the right knee as well in the past on 6/14 and 8/26/2025. Pain level is between 8 and 10. ADLs are affected 10. Patient reports currently she is in extreme pain, and she will report that 0 relief in the right shoulder, 10% relief in the hip, and back is 20% better. However, the patient has missed 2-3 appointments for the procedures, and we could not help her much due to that as well. Kindly review the record for ADL. System review. Additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure 177/128, pulse 101, pulse ox 100%. Rest of the exam will indeed remain the same as previous visit of 8/26/2025, dictation number 0831-011. Diagnosis are the same. Plan is to continue impressing the patient with possible more injection treatment for the lower back, lumbar epidural 3 or 4, and passive joint injections. And she reports some pain in the neck and the right upper arm as numbness and tingling. Again, 1 or 2 injections for epidural for the cervical is also advised. MRI for the left right shoulder is now available today, and it reports the following findings: mild subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, no other significant abnormalities detected. However, the patient is crying and dying and in pain, and she thinks there is more to it, and say repeat MRI for right shoulder with arthrogram is ordered to identify a misdiagnosis or missing pathology. Is provided with the following medications, which are Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 tablet 1 or 2 times PRN for pain, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. is also referred to neurology as there is a possibility of a seizure activity, abnormal seizures on the face, which has been found twitchy. And she's referred for a EEG, an ambulatory EEG. An arthrogram was ordered for the right and left shoulder to make sure there is no misdiagnosis. He'll be referred to the orthopedic surgeon if any positive findings come. Physical therapy will continue 2 times a week for neck and the lower back with both shoulders and right knee. Patient is provided light duty job, 7 hours, 7 days. 5 pound lifting limit. You'll be seen in 15 days time after the arthrogram surgery. Thank you.